Welcome to CooperCast, another episode of Go Ask Al Listener Questions. This is your host, Al's Proton, John Sachs. We answer questions about the influence of the artist versus the producer in recording sessions, about the whole process of writing songs as a words and music team, starting with This Diamond Ring, and of course, Nelly the Dog concludes each segment with some brief pooch dog thoughts. S. Doug Reed says, I like that old-fashioned music like Little Richard and bands like Sam the Sham. Great era. Did you like Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs?
Not as much as the other one.
Oh, Little Richard.
Yeah. Richard Penniman.
That was his name. Yeah. So Joe wants to know, when you produced albums for other bands, how often did you run into artists who wanted to make their own producer-type decisions as far as getting a certain sound?
All the time. Yeah.
Was it like a good creative thing or was it a drag?
Sometimes one and sometimes the other.
Yeah.
Depending upon how much they knew.
I would assume that like early on for some artists, they have no idea. They put themselves in the producer's hands. Others have...
Not necessarily.
Really?
Yeah. Depends, you know, how they were raised.
Yeah. So you would listen to what they said...
For a very short time.
Oh, okay. Decide if they were on... If they had a meaningful input.
Yeah. Most of them didn't do that.
Okay. Mostly they would put themselves more in your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Skynyrd, how did they... What would you rate them?
I didn't have to do anything.
Because they came pre-prepared.
Yes.
Right. That was, you've mentioned a couple of times, that was an amazing thing.
They wrote the solos, too.
Yeah, which is really interesting. Yeah. The question is, from Joe, when a label puts out a best of album, does the artist, or you in particular, have input on what goes on the best of album?
No.
No, it's entirely up to the label?
Yeah. Doesn't have to be that way, but that's the way it is. Because I don't know about it till I see it, it's out.
So in your songwriting days at 1650 Broadway, one day you guys came up with This Diamond Ring, which, as we know, Gary Lewis and the Playboys... brought it to number one, made some money for you guys and so forth. But I think you told me that you guys used to try to crank out like three songs in a day.
No, we didn't think like that.
But sometimes you would?
Rarely.
Now I'm thinking, because you didn't know that This Diamond Ring was going to go anywhere, it was just the song you were working on that day. You probably don't remember the day you guys wrote it. Right? It's just the day at work.
I don't vaguely remember, but I have the original demo.
Right, okay. So do you think you wrote it and made the demo all in one day? Probably?
Well, close to it.
Yeah.
We'd write it and then we'd demo it.
Yeah. So you might have some vague memories of the day you guys wrote This Diamond Ring. I'm always curious about the process of more than one person writing a song. Do you think that you...
I play the piano and they write the words.
Do you think that the music for This Diamond Ring came first and you said, I have an idea, and you played this thing and then they...
I don't remember. We wrote a lot of songs.
And it could go either direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's a lot of stuff we did that nobody's ever heard.
Right. Yeah, that's why I was thinking you guys wrote songs every single day. And so... I was thinking, why would Al remember the day that they wrote This Diamond Ring? Because it was probably, what, 6 months or a year later that it shows up as number one on the radio.
Or longer.
Or longer, yeah. It's a long, long process. No, I was just curious if you had any sense of whether it was more common for Brass or Levine to come in with words in their head and then you...
No, we wrote it together.
You would just synthesize everything together.
Yeah. I mean, so, it's, you know, sometimes I'd be involved in the lyric as well.
Right, right.
But I mostly left that to them.
Well, I heard this story. I guess, around the Hall of Fame time recently when you got in and Bernie Taupin got in. They were interviewed Bernie, and he said, well, I guess they interviewed Elton in his, like, first encounter with the music business. Elton said, I can write music, but I can't write words. I just can't write words. So he threw a letter at him. He said, well, here's a guy who says he can write words but can't write music. Why don't you talk to him? And it was Bernie Taupin. And they got together. One of the great songwriting teams in musical history.
Well, it was kind of that way with us.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I sometimes think about with words first, music first, is West Side Story, where...
Can't compare.
No, but he wrote this, some of the most amazing music, Bernstein, for West Side Story, and then Sondheim comes in and lays the lyrics on top of the music, because the old music all came first.
Different genre.
Absolutely. But still, it's a two-part process.
Yeah.
Here's the music, write something. Because when you hear West Side Story, it's like hard to believe that it just came from two directions and it came together, because it all works so well. Any idea how many songs you guys put together?
No.
How many years was it you worked together?
At least three.
About 3 years. Every day, except holidays.
We didn't have holidays.
I'm sure you didn't work on the 4th of July.
Why not?
Because that would have been communist and you would have been thrown in jail for that.
Not really.
Did you really work on holidays?
Yeah.
Really? But not weekends?
No. Unless we had to.
But I mean, all right, so in rough terms, 50 weeks a year, 5 days a week, 250 days a week for 3 years, 750 days. If it's a song,
well,
a day.
I don't think, you know, sometimes we didn't work every day.
Okay.
Somebody got sick or something.
Right. But it sounds like 750 to 1,000 songs you guys knocked out.
I don't think so.
A little less?
Yeah, probably a lot less.
Where do you think those songs, are those songs physically all exist somewhere in
somebody's
file drawer?
Publisher's office.
Okay. They all there with words and music.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who owns the publishing now, though, because it's changed hands so many times.
Right. This has been CooperCast, another Go Ask Al episode brought to you by Teamwork. Submit your questions for Al at alcooper.com on the CooperCast page.